This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are many, many things that are going to change as the healthcare bill that the House passed today makes its way through the legislative process. For one thing, key senators said today they are not actually going to take up this bill. They're going to write their own. Thank you very much. But there is one constant in all the politicking that is going to be happening. The Congressional Budget Office, the nonpartisan agency set up by Congress, as you might have gathered by the name, to do what is known as score various pieces of legislation, give its considered estimates of the costs and impacts of this bill or that. The House GOP bill that was voted on today and passed was voted on and passed without a CBO score, without those who voted for it knowing exactly, in other words, what they were voting for. A CBO score is, we're told, expected next week sometime. Doug Elmendorf was running the CBO when the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, sometimes called, was being debated. He is now the dean of the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
First of all, is it your understanding that this would be a totally new review for the CBO, a new score on this bill?
This bill looks different enough from the previous version that CBO will have to take its time and do a careful estimate. They'll build on what they did for the original version of this legislation, but they'll have to incorporate a number of new features.
Okay, so if I'm a staff economist or analyst at the CBO beavering away down in the basement somewhere, what am I looking
at? Actually, the fourth floor.
Fourth floor. What am I looking at?
You're trying to understand how the bill will change the incentives and opportunities facing state governments, employers, and individual families. So you're looking at what sorts of subsidies or penalties are available or are imposed on people who make certain choices. You're looking at what state governments can do to avoid some of the rules of the Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. and how those state choices would then affect what individuals do.
Okay, so to those state choices, the Republicans in the House have made a very big deal of the idea of flexibility in this bill, both for states and for individuals. People having the freedom to choose or not choose health care, states having the freedom to choose or not choose to apply for waivers and all the like. How do you model that if you are on the fourth floor of the CBO building?
We have experience in different states at different times of changes in health care and health insurance opportunities, and we can use those to estimate how people respond. The biggest challenge is for changes of a sort we have not seen before, and then CBO has to put together whatever shreds of evidence it can collect to try to paint a picture of what will happen from some more dramatic change. So the change in the Americans Health Care Act would be a dramatic change. Some of that is undoing what happened in the Affordable Care Act, and CBO can look at what the health insurance market was like before the Affordable Care Act. But some of it is different, and CBO will do its best to pull together these shreds of evidence, as I said, from other situations and apply them to this new bill.
Acknowledging that you are not in the CBO business anymore, what is your best guess as to what the score is going to be when it comes out? And just to refresh people's memory, it was 24 million people losing or choosing not to have health insurance and something like $340 billion over 10 years being cut from the deficit.
My guess is that even more people would lose health insurance under this new bill, and that people with pre-existing conditions will not be protected in the way that they would have been under the previous version. But that's just a guess, and people should not think that just because I was CBO director mm-hmm. that I can do the work that CBO does in my head, because I certainly cannot.
Absolutely, and I grant you that point. One more question, and then I'll let you get on with your day. A lot of what's going to happen with this bill is going to come after the vote. The House has voted. It's going to go through the Senate. There will then be, if it passes there and becomes law in some form, there will be regulations and all sorts of things. That, too, will affect the eventual impact, right? And would affect a CBO evaluation, although you guys don't do post facto stuff.
Yes, CBO will produce an estimate of this bill. Then they will produce estimates of whatever bill the Senate takes up and whatever compromise bill might be reached between the House and Senate. But it is a terrible mistake for the House to proceed without a CBO estimate at this point. That just violates the very sensible norms of knowing what you're voting on before you vote.
Doug Elmendorf used to run the CBO from 2009 to 2015. He is now the dean of the Kennedy School at Harvard. Doug, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Kai.
My interview with Keith Hall, by the way, the current director of the CBO from a couple of weeks ago, is at our website, marketplace.org. Look for that thing that says Heard on Air. I'm pretty sure that's it.